Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Deanna. How may I help you?
Yes, last Thursday I called and spoke with a young lady there, and she said she was going to go ahead and refund a charge on my card from you folks. Her name, I asked her to spell it. She said it was P-I-S-C-H-G-I-A. Does that sound familiar?
No, sir. We have a lot of people that work at this call center. So
okay. She gave me her number. Her customer number is 1784. Either way, she was supposed to issue a refund, and she said that in 24 hours I'd receive an email for confirmation because I asked her for a confirmation number. She said she couldn't give it to me. She'd have to email it to me, which I found a little strange. And I have not received that email or the return.
All right. So if you allow me to have your zip code, I'll take a look for you.
60506.
Okay. 60506, correct?
Correct.
Could you verify your first and last name?
Jeff Duncan.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
924 North Randall, Aurora, Illinois.
Okay. So I'm going to take a look at your account.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm showing that there was previously a subscription for Go Beyond, Go Keto, and Go Beyond, Go Trim, which are products that help reduce appetite and increase metabolism, showing that your account has been canceled. And I see the notes where you talk to someone, and the problem was they weren't able to process the refund. That sometimes happens when it's the transaction isn't fully settled. So she put a request into the company. And that was on January 13th.
Okay. And so go ahead.
It might just be taking a little bit to get that refund. But if you give me a second, I'm going to look and see if I can do it the easy way now that some time has passed. You just bear with me. Okay, so it's still saying that it's having a processing. So at this point, it's just a waiting game. We sent it to corporate, and they're just going to have to take some time to actually see the request and then respond to it. And then after that, it would be about 5 to 7 business days for you to receive that refund.
And how long for them to actually respond to it?
I have no idea, sir. It's just a matter of how many company requests that they get and, you know, what time, who's looking at it, you know, so.
I'm wondering if it would just be easier for me to call my credit card company and have them reverse the charge.
Well, that would take about, you get a provisional credit, and that would take about 30 to 60 days to settle that. And if you did end up not failing, but losing that dispute, you will get no refund at all. So at this point in time, you're getting a guaranteed refund. You would just have to wait for it, is what I'm saying.
All right. I'll go ahead and just wait for a little while. I don't know. I guess I'll give you 10 days and see what happens after that.
All right. That's perfectly fine, sir, and I apologize for the inconvenience. Any more questions for me?
Nope, that'll do it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.